Here in the United States, investors are bailing out of mutual funds in record numbers. They're fleeing not only stock funds, but also bond funds. NPR's John McChesney reports.
During the month of September, investors yanked a record $72 billion out of stock and bond mutual funds. They fled to government-insured deposits as the storm clouds grew darker. Conrad Gann is the president of TrimTabs, a California company that tracks mutual funds.
At this point, we're seeing people redeem their mutual fund holdings at a near record pace. And if that continues, October will prove to be the worst month for mutual funds on record.
Only 8 days into October, investors sucked an additional $49 billion out of mutual funds, bonds, as well as equities. The five largest diversified stock fund managers in the United States have posted an average loss of nearly 30% this year. They've done worse than the Standard & Poor's 500 index. TrimTab's Conrad Gann says when the stock market goes south, investors usually flee to bonds.
Not in this market. This is a market where investors into mutual funds, whether they're equity or bonds, they don't want the risk on either side.
Bond funds have fallen 4.5% this year, according to Morningstar, a company that tracks them. So where are those investors going? Into federally insured bank accounts and money market funds. Investors put nearly $50 billion into money market mutual funds in the first week of October. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.